Okay. That was the climb.
And something at the end, which was not the climb.
Yeah, I have no idea what that was.
I'm going to blame you because you made the CDs.
Well, I'm going to blame you because you didn't even try to make the CDs this week.
We both decided I don't know how to do that.
Go learn.
No, learn how to use the board. Then I'll learn how to do CDs.
You're far more technologically advanced than I am. So that was Miley Cyrus with The Climb from the Hannah Montana movie.
Which is a great movie.
It wasn't a bad movie. We saw that in the theater, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. I think we did.
No, because it came out on a school day when I was in like third grade, and you said I couldn't go miss the school day like everyone else to see it, but you bought me the DVD when it first came out.
I swear I was eating popcorn when I saw that.
No.
All right, well, we'll ask your mother when we get home. Or maybe she can call in and let us know.
She'll just text us.
Okay. Before that, Dream World by Midnight Oil. And before that, we heard Lollipop by the Cordettes. And your mother texted me and said that that was a dirty song. Is that correct?
I don't know.
And
I'm the innocent one.
Yeah. Before that, it was Brenton Wood with the Oogum Boogum song. No idea what that means, but it was catchy. And we started that off with BTS, No More Dream.
They won top social artist.
I know, like 30 billion people. Like
30 million.
30 million people, like, Facebooked them or something.
Tweeted.
And they got back to each and every one of them individually, personally, didn't they?
Totally.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyhow, you're listening to Ear Buddies, WMFO in Medford. It is now 10:04, and now it's going to be 6 o'clock.
There's something special about 6 o'clock in the morning when it's still too early to knock, and the dusky light shines down on the block and reflects up and down on the hands of the clock. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. A few hours ago she was standing here, just watching the stars in our eyes and the lights as the lights disappear. I could nudge her and call her my confidant, and now I'm back alone with just my shadow in front. It's 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. I went home and found that trying to sleep was a laugh. Just watching my eyelids, knowing my brain fits a knife not to pass. Somehow it just wasn't the same happy town, and the bells didn't ring with the same happy sound. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. If I go back where we parted, would I ever feel like that again? Guess I'll just have to wait till tomorrow. But what can I do till then? Guess I'll go back home and just long. Yes, I had to learn going back where we were wouldn't help at all. And I wish my head had been working right. We'd have gone for coffee and talked all night. Now I'm back alone, being twisted up tight. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
One, two, three. is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it." First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they just send this cool cat? I don't think so. I see when I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel Air. Plane landed, and when I came out, there was a dude looked like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it, yo, home's the Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
And that was Dreams by the Kinks, because for some reason every 2 weeks we have to play a Kinks song.
That's right, because the Kinks rule.
I guess it's your kink to listen to the Kinks.
Yeah, it's pretty kinky.
Before that was a personal fave of mine, Yo Home to Bel Air by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Will Smith and some other guy.
I'm going to name my children that.
Which one?
Both of them. There's going to be DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
I thought you were going to name your kid Jimothy or...
I'm not going to name my kid Jimothy. That's my... If I become a trophy wife, that's going to be my stepson's name.
Oh, okay.
Who really excels at tennis. Before that was Friends by the Beach Boys. Good Lovin' by the Young Rascals. I only like that song because it's in the movie My Girl. Have you seen that movie?
Parts of it.
It's a really sad movie.
I know. Every time you girls watch it, somebody's crying.
Kizzy always cries, and she always sweats if she snuggles you, too. So if she snuggles you and cries, you just get really moist. It's not a fun thing.
Okay.
So I don't like watching movies with her.
Plenty of showers for after watching sad movies with her.
And we started that set off with 6 O'Clock by The Lovin' Spoonful.
That's right.
It is not 6 O'Clock. You're about like 2.5 hours. Not 4.5.
Four hours, 20 minutes, and 11 seconds.
Ooh. Gotta get all technical.
Yeah. Got a big clock here.
Yeah, big clock.
So we got 40 almost, minutes left.
Yeah.
What's so next?
I think it's time for a little Donna Summer.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's time for summer.
I don't like the summer.
Ooh, I got a summer song I can play after this song.
Ooh.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right.
hurts me so. I'm crying for your love.
Deep waters flow out to the sea. So
When My faith was so much stronger then. I believed in fellow men, and I was so much older then. When I was young,
sugary sweet. Your fingers feel like cotton when you put your arms around me. I feel like I'm just missing something whenever you leave. We've got all the ingredients except you loving me. And respectfully, you taste like buttercream. You're filling up my senses with empty calories. I feel like I'm just missing something whenever you leave. You've got all the ingredients except you need in me. So respectfully,
different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay. Good advice from the Traffic Safety Council.
Keep your child who's 13 in a baby car seat.
Sure.
To do it with Kizzy.
Yeah. She'd love that.
Yeah.
So, the last song we heard was one of Kizzy's favorites.
Yeah.
Cake by Melanie Martinez. And prior to that, we heard When I Was Young by Eric Burdon and the Animals. That song came out when I was young. 10 years old.
So 10 million years ago?
1967, Summer of Love. Back when the music was good.
People were not.
And before that, Push Push by Sistar.
They recently disbanded.
No.
I know, it makes me sad. They're a good group.
They weren't bad.
Yeah.
And then two summer songs to start that set. Donna Summer, Love is Control. What?
Love is in control.
And what was that from?
It was in the Thanksgiving episodes of Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah. And Electric Light Orchestra, One Summer Dream. And let's see, we've got about 20 minutes to go. Let's play some more music.
Mary, have you seen better days? Do you find different ways? And does he really mean that much to your heart? Kelly, all of the weight you can, find another man. Charlie's course, as it is only in your heart, this thing that makes you want to start it all again. Wake up from an elusive dream. You've got to change the scene. It's getting so hard to see to the end. Break down all of the walls you can. Someone there just for you. He's trying to make it too. Cause it is only in your heart, this thing that makes you want to start it all again. Only in your heart, this thing that makes you want to start it all again. You can't disregard your friends, but life gets so hard when you reach the end. Mary, have you seen better days?
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 And that was Hello Hooray by Alice Cooper. We started that set off with Only in Your Heart America. Is that where we started?
Yeah, I think so.
And then it was Hey Mickey with an exclamation point. So you have to sound excited by Toni Basil.
That was a great song.
It's a great last name.
She was a choreographer, right?
I do not know.
Your mother knows.
Text us, mother.
Yeah. I think Toni Basil was a famous choreographer. And she was in the movie Five Easy Pieces with Jack Nicholson.
I don't know what that movie is.
No, wait. Maybe it was Midnight Rider. Wait. I don't know. Can't remember. It was the 70s. Maybe it was the 60s.
Can't remember?
Can't remember. All right. So. Tomorrow is, no. Monday's Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Any plans?
You said we're going out with Grammy.
Maybe.
I'd rather go to the beach.
Maybe.
Have a picnic at the beach. We never go on picnics.
We should bring Grammy.
I'd be fine with that. I like picnics. I have so many picnic baskets and I never get to use them. Hey, people listening to radio, if you ever want to go on a picnic with me, hit me up. We have a Facebook page. Just message us and be like.
Yeah, it's Radio Earbuddies, right?
I'll check.
I don't know. Or is that our email? No, wait. We've got a Gmail account and we've got Facebook.
Oh, and Ma just texted. She was a choreographer.
All right. See, your mother knows everything. So anyhow, today, the rock world lost...
Greg
Allman from the Allman Brothers, age 69, from liver cancer.
A lot of people die at 69.
That means I only got 9 years to go.
9 years too long.
So we usually end with Beatles. We're going to end with some Allman Brothers. And again, this is Ear Buddies, and we'll be back when?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So.
And again, hit me up if you want to go on a picnic. Okay. I have like 5 picnic baskets. Goodbye.
Can you tell me, friend, just exactly where I've been? Is that so much to ask? I'll pay you back no matter what the test. Clean.
watch it on TV. Weekdays, soapbox speciality. You know what I'm talking about now. By the way, this song for you, sincerely me.
Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO, Medford.